The Road to Tokyo ramps up for Pacific Rugby Sevens teams at an invitational tournament that kicks off in Wellington today. New Zealand-based squads representing Samoa and Tonga will be out to impress ahead of the final Olympic qualifying tournament in June, while a Moana Pacifica women's team will make its competitive debut. Vinnie Wiley reports.
Redemption and the Olympic dream is fueling the fire of the Samoa Barbarians Sevens side, which includes six players who have represented the Manu on the World Sevens Series. Tomasi Alosio was a part of the side that lost in the final of the Olympic repechage event 4 years ago and says the players want to make amends in Monaco in June.
You know, losing to Spain in the last play really was really heartbreaking. So that's what's kept most of us in. It's just kept the Olympic dream alive to come back and really find an opportunity to be an Olympian. So it starts here now, really. Leading into June, we just got to put in the hard work. Just going over there knowing that we're going to give it 100%.
With a squad of locally based players continuing to train in Samoa, Alosio says the onus is on the Barbarians players to perform against the Tonga Invitational side and the All Black Sevens.
You know, it's an opportunity we won't take for granted, and hopefully we put our best foot forward this weekend to really show the coaches over there in Samoa that we're really keen going into the Olympic repechage. Comms have been very good, especially from Brian and the SIU over there. They've been keeping on top of it and just always checking in daily how we are and how we're progressing here. So to kind of get this opportunity, we'll give them a fair idea of what we've been doing this last year.
The Tonga Men's Sevens program is already run out of Auckland under the watchful eye of former international Tevita Tuifua. The Kingdom played three games against the All Black Sevens back in February. With 10 weeks to go until Monaco, co-captain John Tapualuelu says the next 2 days are a chance to make a statement.
Every time we come up against New Zealand, you know, it's going to be hard, physical and fast. So I think just for us as a group, we just want to keep progressing from that. And things that we did pick up on in like sessions, we try to work on it. So hopefully come this weekend, we're able to show it out there.
The Takifitu Tuturu or Pure Sevens will also mark the debut appearance for the Moana Pacifica women's team. The squad includes players with links to Fiji, Samoa, Tonga and the Cook Islands. And co-captain Taisha Ikenasio says it means a lot to represent their Pacific Island heritage.
We all have a strong passion for where we've come from and who comes before us. So I think obviously going into the weekend we'll just take all of that. Like we have, like I said, we've only known each other a short time, but we've all come from ancestors and people in the past that we all represent our own upbringings and families. So I think everyone holds that strong same passion. So I think it'll be exciting.
Moana Pacifica kick off the tournament against the Black Ferns Sevens Black this morning and will also face the Black Ferns Sevens White and Black Ferns 15-a-side selection with the playoffs on Saturday afternoon. Ko Vinnie Wiley, Tēnei.